Welcome back. Hi, I'm Alexis.
Hi, I'm Nevaeh, and this is episode 2 of issues 3 and 4 of our Four Compromises podcast. For issue 3 of the Four Compromises, the issue was that they didn't know where the new government headquarters would be located.
There are two sides to the issue, side 1 in the north and side 2 in the south. It was made by Alexander Hamilton. He wanted national capital in New York or Philadelphia. He wants national government to assume all of the state's debt occurred during the Revolutionary War. Countries would deal with the U.S. instead of states.
For side 2 in the South, the southern states didn't want to help the northern states and pay their debt, and it was made by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and they had fear that the capital in the north would eventually lead to it favoring interest, and the southern states already repaid their war debts, and they didn't want to help out the north.
Well, I think it was really hard for them to come up with a solution, because they both sides wanted totally opposite place where they wanted their headquarters to be. What do you think, Nevaeh?
I agree with what you said, Alexis. Eventually, both sides came up with a compromise, and the compromise was that the capital will go to the south and pay off the north's bills, and the capital would not be in any state, so no state could be shown favoritism.
In issue 4 of the Four Compromises, they couldn't guarantee that the new strong government would not overstep its bounds and infringe upon the rights of the people.
There were two sides to this issue. There was the Anti-Federalists and the Federalists. The Anti-Federalists thought a new constitution would be best with a list of rights, and the Anti-Federalists wanted a new constitution and it needed a list of rights guaranteed to citizens.
And on side 2 were the Federalists, and they thought that if they attempted to list all the rights the people have, they will forget some, so it's basically better to list none than try to list all.
So basically, the Anti-Federalists wanted a new constitution with a list of rights, and then Federalists thought that a list was not necessary whatsoever. And so basically, they had to agree somehow. If I heard those two things and I didn't really think of a compromise, I can't really think of a compromise to do. You have to either decide between one thing or another. What do you think, Alexis?
I agree, because it's easier to list nothing than try to keep track of all of it. So eventually they did come up with a compromise, and they decided on adding a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments in the Constitution, and it can't be taken away ever. And when the Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution, it also changed in the Constitution for a stronger government.
And that was our podcast on the Four Compromises.
We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm Nevaeh.
And I'm Alexis.